Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello, and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. Last week, we listened to Father Dr. George Pateri S.J. about his journey of faith. He is currently the acting president of Jnanadeva Vidyapeeth, Pune, India, the biggest ecclesiastical faculty in South Asia. Prior to this assignment, Father George had been the Jesuit Provincial Superior of the Calcutta Province. He had been a professor at Vishwabharati University in West Bengal for many years, teaching philosophy and comparative religions. He has done his doctorate from the Gregorian University in Rome on the faith and justice struggle in Mahatma Gandhi. Our faithful witness of today, Father Dr. George Pateri, shares with us his journey of faith. Father George, welcome back to Vatican Radio once again. Last week, you shared with us how your faith has been enhanced by faith of other people. You have been working in Calcutta for many years with the local communities. What is your experience with their faith expressions?
Well, while in Bengal, I had a good opportunity to relate with many people of different faiths, especially with the majority Hindu group and specifically with the Ramakrishna Mission. Their center at Gold Park used to invite me almost on a regular basis every year for international conferences, for taking part in seminars and all that. So I enjoyed that because I think in Bengal especially there is a climate and atmosphere of sharing of our faith and interfaith relationship. So I used to enjoy being with the Hindu community, especially with the intelligentsia of the Hindu community, in taking part in the seminar. But more specifically, when I was in Shantiniketan in the Vishwabharati University, teaching in the Department of Philosophy and Religion, I recall one incident where my Christian identity was revealed more or manifested slightly different way. I was in charge of conducting an international seminar for the staff, and we used to have many participants coming from different parts of the world and also different parts of the country. So as in charge, I inquired whether the toilets in the bathrooms are clean enough for them. And the immediate reply was, yes, the man in charge has come and would have cleaned it. But when I went in and checked, it wasn't clean enough, so I took some toilet articles and cleansed the toilet myself for in preparation for the seminar. Some of the staff members were very surprised because they considered that cleaning the toilet is the work of the low caste. They found it unacceptable that I cleansed the toilet. But then commenting on that experience, one of the senior members later said, I overheard this conversation, saying that they are Christians, they will do all kinds of work. And in retrospect, I felt very happy that somehow they recognized my Christian identity as someone who is able to do any kind of work, who who is able to relate with any class of people, and that we don't discriminate people because they are doing this kind of work or this kind of work is meant for a particular caste. Therefore, in a very indirect way, but I think in a very profound way, I revealed my Christian identity as someone who can take people as they are and also ready to do any kind of work and not to make discriminations in the society. And this happened in a university circle, so you can imagine the mentality of the people of caste or discriminating type of attitude. And I think the Christian faith challenges us to go beyond these discriminations and to show the love of God, and especially manifested in the person of Jesus, as reaching out to all beyond all the class, caste, color distinctions. And I think that's a profound way of witnessing to Christian faith.
Father George, presently you are the acting president of JDB Pune, the biggest ecclesiastical faculty in South Asia, engaged in training priests and religious who are called to build the church of the future in India. Share with us your experiences there.
Yeah, I am at the moment the acting president of the Faculty of Theology and Philosophy, the Pontifical Faculty, called Jnanadeepa Vidyapeeth in Pune. That's about 160 years old. What is very important and very significant there is that we have got about 800 student body coming from 65 dioceses and from 68 odd religious congregations. So you get a miniature Indian church present in the campus of Jnanadeepa Vidyapeeth. And I think this is an important contribution because this is also on what we call an inter-ritual church. All the three rites, the Siro Malabar, Siro Malangara, and the Latin rite are equally represented and given importance. Therefore, this is really a miniature Indian church present there. And it is a great work that Jesuits are doing in forming and training philosophical, theological studies of our students in the campus. And I think this is a great opportunity for the whole church in India.
You are dealing with a new generation there. Do you see any difference in the faith of this e-generation?
Yeah, what we do in a faculty like Pune is trying to form a body of people who are having an enlightened faith, a faith that would be challenging them, a faith that is able to interact with the intelligentsia outside, and a faith that is able to deal with the issues, social questions of the country. And I think that sense of having an enlightened faith is the focus of faculty there. One important aspect of this, I think the Holy Father insists on having always learned and holy. So what we need is a learned, enlightened faith, and I think Jnanadeepa Vidyapeeth is trying to educate people to deepen their own faith, to critique their own faith traditions, at the same time to take it forward and able to interact with other issues and challenges of the country and of the society around.
That was Jesuit Father George Pateri sharing with us his faith experiences.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall blessed are you.
blessed are you. Be not afraid, I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest.
You have been listening to the Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness of today has been Jesuit Father Dr. George Pateri from Calcutta. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.